Mainers who want to bet on next weekend's Kentucky Derby are out of luck. Churchill Downs, Inc. is barring Mainers from betting online or by simulcast on races at all of the tracks it owns, including its flagship oval in Louisville, which is home to the Derby. As Fred Bever reports, some competitors in the industry say it's a case of sour grapes that will also rob state government and county fairs of their piece of the action.
American racing's biggest day usually falls on the first Saturday in May. But the COVID-19 pandemic forced the Kentucky Derby's delay until next Saturday, September 5th. Maine residents will still be able to watch the race on television, but they won't be able to wager a legal bet on any of the horses in the field, such as the favorite, Tis the Law, or a long shot like Necker Island.
We were surprised and we were disappointed that we would not be able to offer the fans in the state of Maine some of the premier racing that takes place in the country.
Mike Sweeney is track announcer at Scarborough Downs Harness Racing Track. That's host to one of several simulcast facilities in the state where Mainers can bet on tracks all over the country, except now for those operated by Churchill Downs.
Derby Day is a day for us to showcase the local product. There are big crowds, the place is full. It's our biggest handle day, both on simulcast wagering and on the live product. So a way for us to really put state of Maine racing front and center. And we're missing out on that.
Churchill Downs, which owns the Oxford Casino, is also barring its races from an online wagering platform operated by Penn National Gaming, owner of the Bangor Casino. Last year, the state moved to shut down the handful of internet wagering apps that could be accessed by Mainers. And this year awarded the contract for sole online rights to Penn National and its Hollywood Races app. Penn National this month wrote a letter to the State Gambling Control Board complaining that Churchill Downs, which lost its bid for the contract, is just being a sore loser by now limiting Mainers' betting opportunities. Christopher McEarley, Penn National's vice president for racing, says it's not just horse players who are affected.
But a percentage of every dollar bet in the state of Maine on horse racing goes to the racing industry for paying the prize money for the races, the support the agricultural fairs, and the state of Maine gets a percentage of the money, too, for their general fund. So this hurts everybody in the state.
Churchill Downs itself, for that matter, will lose its slice of Mainers' wagers on its races. Company officials did not respond to requests for comments. State gaming officials are asking Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry to seek a solution, but so far his office says the state can't compel Churchill Downs to open up betting for Maine. Scarborough Downs' Mike Sweeney says that with all the stresses induced by the pandemic, it's a shame Mainers won't be able to let a few dollars ride on what's called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
All of society has missed out on so many things, and we long for normalcy. And one of the normal things for people who are followers of horse racing would be to be allowed to come out and watch and wager on the Kentucky Derby.
Scarborough Downs was closed for the early months of the pandemic, but limited harness racing is happening now with social distancing rules every Tuesday and Saturday through October. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.